percent being bent to a high amount of field. Like anyone who enters the field playing without permission will be ejected from the stadium and subject to prosecution. Thank you for your cooperation. Jackie Robinson Ballpark is a smoke-free ballpark with 19 errors.
We've had four players ejected all by the same umpire. Not that group. That group's great compared to this one.
Sure, take a look at the back of your ticket for special information from our 2022 season partners, Marco's Pizza and Big Tunnel Lagoon. You can get your ticket for $8 off admission to Big Tunnel Lagoon or free order of cheesy bread from Marco's Pizza. The Italian Pizza. Palmer College Chiropractic, the first and largest chiropractic you can get on excellence in teaching.
You know what's bad?
You'll experience an academic program that blends their hands-on clinical skills designed to prepare you for success in your professional practice. Visit Palmer.edu to learn more.
No, thank God. It's Westlake and Ward. Unbelievably great. Yeah. I think Jeff, our track man guy, just went in there. I thought you were in there.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome here inside at Jackie Robinson Ballpark on a sunny and humid Tuesday night, and the opening game of this six-game homestand between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up to our 7:05 scheduled first pitch here on this Tuesday night. Both teams coming into today's game in opposite directions. Daytona has lost a season-high tying five in a row coming into play here on Tuesday. Daytona, a league-worst 19-31 record coming into play here today. Fort Myers, on the other hand, has entered play today tied with St. Lucie with a league-best 34-16 record. So for Daytona, things does not get any easier for them this week after going from playing one team in the Eastern Division that leads the league in wins to the other team in the Western Division that is tied for them for the league lead in wins. Daytona did make some roster movement today. Alex Johnson landing on the IL with right elbow inflammation. Right-hander Juan Abril, who spent some time with Daytona last season, has rejoined the Tortugas roster, will not be active until tomorrow. But Daytona will try and snap the season-long losing streak here tonight as they head back to friendlier confines where they have 15 of their 19 wins this season. We'll take a break here on the pregame show when we come back. A little bit earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with one of Daytona's hottest hitters. That is Sam Houston State alum Jack Rogers. Talk a little bit about his arrival here in Daytona Beach, the adjustment to the automated ball strike system, and some of his memories from being drafted last year, as we're nearing about a year ago from that 2021 draft. We'll take a look at the starting lineups as well and also get you first pitch. Daytona and Fort Myers, Reds and Twins in Florida State League Baseball coming your way on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show. Justin Rock joined alongside infielder, outfielder for the Tortugas, lefty swinger, that is Jack Rogers. Jack, you've been in Daytona Beach for a couple of weeks now. What's it been like getting acclimated to this roster and these group of guys?
Yeah, it's been really special. There's a younger group here, and I think that me being here is kind of like a leadership role and just getting back into it, and I'm glad to be here.
Getting a lot more playing time here in Daytona Beach. You're off to a fantastic start at the plate. You've reached base in six consecutive games. What do you feel is clicking for you right now offensively?
You know, I'm just looking for my pitch. I'm trying not to chase anything and just getting back on time. I think that's been my big issue, is just kind of a timing thing. And I saw it really start to click last week, and I'm feeling more comfortable.
How has getting more opportunities in the lineup on a day-to-day basis helped you with that timing so far in Daytona Beach? Because it seems like every single day you've been in the lineup either at first base, left field, right field, wherever they need you.
Yeah, I think it's really more mental. I think that I had a slow start this year, and getting here and getting more playing time, I kind of responded well to it. And getting more reps is just mainly getting me back in the groove, you know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, absolutely. You had a fantastic series during that stretch in St. Lucie. A little bit different in terms of umpiring during that stretch of road games than what you were used to maybe in Dayton with the automated ball strike system. What kind of advice were you given before that series in St. Lucie about that system, and what was it like for you as a hitter acclimating to that?
You know, I really didn't know what to think about it, but I thought it was overall pretty good. It could be difficult with some breaking balls or something like that, anything catching the zone, but I like that you're able to kind of challenge it, and some of the guys really like it and some of them don't, but I think it's a good idea.
Off to a great start, as we said, here in Daytona Beach. You said, you know, the mental aspect of the game has really helped you here in Daytona. What's it been like with this group of guys? You mentioned a younger group here in Daytona Beach, but an extremely excitable, you know, really nice group of players, as well as the coach and support staff. What's it been like in terms of being welcomed in here in Daytona Beach and, you know, finding your role and finding your comfortability here in Daytona Beach and with this group of guys?
Yeah, a lot of the guys, I've known them since last year when I got drafted, and it's really special just to get to play with some of them, and the coaching staff we have here is unbelievable. And just them helping me out and getting to where I need to be is the best thing that I've done so far, and I'm just here to help the team win.
Now, this time last year, you were getting reared up and getting ready for the MLB draft after playing your college career at Sam Houston State. Reflecting back on that time a year ago when your name was finally called in the ninth round, what was that moment like for you, and how did you celebrate and share that moment with your friends and family?
Yeah, it was really something surreal. I mean, everybody dreams of doing that, and I was just pleased enough to be able to do that, and I think it's pretty special to be drafted by the Reds, and I'm just excited for what my career is at stake, you know, and I'm very early into my career, and I think that I have a lot of potential to make it to the big leagues.
You mentioned all the excitement that comes along with being drafted during the course of last year. You had a great college career at Sam Houston State, played with a lot of really talented players. Some of those players are also playing in minor league baseball right now that were also drafted last year. Have you stayed in touch with any of your fellow college teammates that are playing pro ball right now, and what's it like getting a chance to, you know, catch up with them when you can to, you know, share your experiences as minor league and pro ball players?
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, sometimes you run into them and, like, you're just like, wow, it's pretty amazing that you get to play with all these guys, and seeing everybody develop to their full potential when they get to pro ball, and it's pretty special to see everybody and that I know succeed.
One of the other cool things during your college career is you weren't just a position player. You also did not a lot of pitching, but you did some pitching early in your career before your senior season as a left-handed arm. What did you like about pitching? And if you ever needed in a pinch, are you ready for the Reds to call on you out of the bullpen?
Yeah, I actually have it as a backup plan. I thought I was really good as a pitcher, and obviously I'm a good hitter, but it's obviously something in my back pocket that I can do later on in my career if I need to.
There's a lot of pitchers on this roster in Daytona that have experience as position players. Tuesday night starter Javi Rivera didn't pitch until he was in college. Julian Aguiar, Hunter Parks played a lot of infield positions during their high school days. What's it like being around an organization that has a lot of guys who have that experience as position players on the mound that, you know, if need be down the road, that could be an option for you?
Yeah, I think it actually helps a lot, like having that in your back pocket and being able to do that, but also as a hitter, knowing what pitchers are trying to do to you, because I was a pitcher as well, so it really helps out in that category. But I'll probably look into it later on in my career if I need to, but obviously I'm focusing more on hitting right now.
Focusing on hitting, obviously a key part of the game. Hitting and pitching are so different. What do you enjoy most about being a position player, and is there anything you miss about your time as a pitcher during your college and high school days?
It's such a different feeling, like striking somebody out against versus like getting a barrel off somebody or something. But the game is so special, and both sides of the ball are really cool, but I think I enjoy hitting more.
One final question for you, Jack. One of the big things that's been a part of minor league baseball since you've been a part of minor leagues has been the league-wide off days on Monday as a time for you to decompress, get away from the field, relax, you know, sort of get away from it all. How have you been able to enjoy that time, and what did you do on your off day yesterday on Monday to, you know, relax and sort of get away from baseball?
You know, I just kind of get off my feet. It's really good for your mental game, too, just to kind of relax and have fun and get ready for the new week. And I think that most of the time I just try to have fun and play a little video games or hang out with some of the guys. But just being a pro baseball player is so special, and being out here in Daytona, Florida is pretty sweet.
Well, it's pretty special to have Jack Rogers in a Tortugas uniform. Thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all your success. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, Jack.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Up next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Tortugas taking the diamond here to open up this home stand. And as they do that, let's step aside for another moment as well. When we come back, we will have first pitch for you. Daytona and Fort Myers opening game of the six-game series. Only meeting between the Twins and Reds affiliates this year. We'll have first pitch when we return. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
It is baseball time here under the sunshine and eventually the lights here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Justin Rock here in Daytona Beach. And as Javi Rivera goes through his warm-up saw on the mound, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup. First for The visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, put together by their second-year manager, Brian Meyer. Jake Rucker will lead off at first base, hitting second at short, Noah Miller. Emmanuel Rodriguez, one of the early candidates for league MVP, bats third in center. Noah Cardenas will clean up. He is the catcher, batting fifth at second, Mikey Perez. Keone Cavaco, a returnee, will hit sixth at third base. Kalei Rosario will bat seventh in right field. Rubel Cespedes hits eighth as the DH, and Luis Baez will hit ninth. He is in left field on the mound for Fort Myers tonight. The lefty, Steve Hadger. This is the lineup he'll face, put together by Daytona's second-year skipper, Cookie Dawkins. Tyler Callahan leads off at second base. Jay Allen bats second in center. Jack Rogers, our pregame guest, will hit third at first base. Cleaning up as the DH, first game since Thursday for Ruben Ibarra. Batting fifth in left field, Jamal O'Gwin. Ashton Creel hits sixth in right field. Batting seventh behind the plate is Daniel Veoheen. Ilvin Fernandez will hit eighth. He is the shortstop. And Austin Callahan, a late add to the lineup, will make his Jackie Robinson ballpark debut, hitting ninth at third base. Jake Rucker will lead off for Fort Myers here in the top half of this first inning. Rivera, the starter for Daytona tonight, 6 feet tall, 197 pounds, 22 years old, from St. Cloud, Florida. Rivera making his 10th appearance and 5th start. 1-3, a 3.86 ERA. Rivera ready, Rucker ready. Our first pitch of the ball game is a called strike, and we're underway at 7:07 Eastern Time. Rucker hitting .227 in 46 games, 13 extra base hits, a homer, 14 RBIs. And Rucker takes a called strike. It is 0-2. Rivera, 30 hits allowed in 35 innings entering play tonight. Just 7 walks and 37 strikeouts, the 0-2. And Rucker strikes out on the elevated off-speed pitch. 3 pitches, 3 strikes, and 1 out to start the night for Javi. 1 up, 1 down in the first brings up the shortstop, Noah Miller. Miller, first-round pick of the Twins last year. Left-handed swinger, at least during this at-bat, he is a switch hitter. Only one on Fort Myers' roster. And that one sent out a play to the left. It's 0-1. Miller hitting at .256 in 45 games. 11 extra base hits. 2 homers, 12 RBIs. The righty's 0-1. And Miller takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Rivera tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Gwin. Jay Allen the second and Ashton Creel the 0-2. Outside and low. It is a ball and 2 strikes. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Ilvin Fernandez, Tyler Callahan, and Jack Rogers with Daniel Veoheen doing the catching behind the plate, the 1-2. Sails high. It is even at 2-2. Umpiring crew here today. Manual umpiring all series. No ABS system here in Daytona. It is Chad Westlake behind the plate today and Trey Ward on the bases, the 2-2. Breaking ball down. And from 0-2 to 3-2, it's a full count. Rivera, the Reds' 20th round pick last year out of FAU. The payoff pitch to Miller. Fastball high, ball 4. So just the 8th walk allowed by Rivera this season. And Miller is the game's first base runner. Brings up the center fielder, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Rodriguez leading the league in OPS, only qualified player with an OPS in 4 figures, over 1,000 entering play today at 106.3. But Rodriguez late on the first pitch fastball from Rivera, it's 0-1. Emmanuel hitting at .280 from the left-hand side, 17 extra base hits, 9 homers, 25 batted in. Rests that bat on his back shoulder. As he takes outside, it's even at 1 ball and 1 strike. was talking with the great play-by-play voice of Fort Myers yesterday afternoon, John Vittis, former FSL Broadcaster of the Year, as Rodriguez hits one in the air to center. Allen waiting now, stepping back a few, and he'll make the catch over his left shoulder, two out. Brings up the catcher, Noah Cardenas. Cardenas hitting .217. This is 37th game. Eight extra base hits, three homers, 16 RBIs. Cardenas out of UCLA. I'll pick up our thought, what John said yesterday, but the highest of praise for Emmanuel Rodriguez when we spoke yesterday as Cardenas takes a strike. It's 0-1. Rivera took the loss, a blown save as well, in his last outing out of the bullpen against the Mets last Tuesday. Gave up a season-high four runs on four hits in three innings. Throw back to first, and Miller dives back. Rivera walked multiple batters in a game for the first time in his career and did not record a strikeout for the first time in his career as well. Miller, a sizable leadoff of first, and time called right as Rivera was about to lunge towards the plate. So the count stays at 0-1. On the righty, swinging catcher, Cardenas. American flag out in center, blowing from right to left. 83 degrees right now here in Daytona, according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 86. 8 mile per hour wind gusts to the east-northeast. The 0-1 outside, fastball at 92. It is 1-1. Rivera, 58 pitches, 37 strikes in that last appearance. Surrendered the lead on a two-run home run in the sixth by Omar De Los Santos. The 1-1. And Cardenas takes high. And it's now 2-1. Rivera. Fastball, changeup. And according to the Hawkeye technology, threw both a curveball and a slider in that last appearance, the 2-1. And Cardenas, a high pop-up behind the plate. Third base side, Vaoheen by the Tortugas dugout. But runs out of real estate as it's beyond the netting. And on top of Daytona's dugout, it is 2-2. Rivera works at a fast pace. A guy who is still relatively green when it comes to pitching. Did not pitch until he was in college at Indian River Community College. Predominantly played third base as a high schooler at Freedom High School in Orlando. Runner leads off first. The 2-2 is high, and it's a full count. Wasn't hugely enthralled about the idea of becoming a pitcher until someone got in his ear and said, hey, this could be your ticket to being a pro ball player. And Rivera off to a solid start in his first full season. Like Fort Myers starter Steve Hadger did not pitch with an affiliate after being drafted last summer. Runner goes. The payoff pitch is tomahawked on the ground to third. Callahan Fields throws to first in time. And the side retired. For the Muscles, no runs, no hits. One left on the walk at the end of a half an inning. It's Fort Myers nothing and Daytona coming to bat on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Steve Hadger on the mound for Fort Myers tonight. Another quick run through of Daytona's lineup. Callahan, Allen, Rogers, Ibarra, O'Gwynn, Creel, Veohin, Fernandez, and Austin Callahan rounding out the bottom third of the Daytona order. Hadger will face off against Tyler Callahan here to start the bottom of the first inning. Lefty against lefty. First pitch, Tyler skies one to left. In is Baez, and in the shadows makes the catch. One pitch, one out, is how Steve Hadger begins the night. One away for the center fielder, Jay Allen. Scored Daytona's only run in the doubleheader on Sunday. Hitting at 223 on the year. 10 extra base hits, 2 homers, and 15 RBIs. Lefty's first pitch to Jay, a called strike. And the count is 0-1. Hadger, 6'5". 215 pounds from Andover, Massachusetts. The 0-1, down and in, 1-1. Making his ninth start of the year, 2-1, a 2.16 ERA. 17 hits allowed in 33 and a third innings, 19 walks, 57 strikeouts as Allen fouls it to the screen. It's 1-2. Opponents hitting a .154 against Hadger this year. Second-round pick of the Twins last year out of Michigan, the 1-2. And Allen takes high on the breaking ball. It's even. Of course, one of our co-owners, the Tortugas, Bob Fragol, a proud Michigan alum. Probably disappointed he's not in town this week as Allen foul tips it. Cardenas says it was caught, but it looked like it came in and out of his glove, and Cardenas tried selling it. And that's exactly what was ruled by Chad Westlake. And it will stay at 2-2. Get you the defensive alignment behind Hadger after this break even. 2-2. And Allen, a flare, left center field. Long run in and to his right, Rodriguez. Sliding feet first. And oh, what a catch! Emmanuel Rodriguez robs his 19-year-old counterpart with a beautiful play out there in left center field. 2-2. Did not get a great read on that ball initially, but Rodriguez with enough speed to run it down to his right. And there are two out in the first for our pregame guest, Jack Rogers. 1-for-3 in game 2 on Sunday, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Rogers 8-4 his first 30 in 10 games. That's a .267 average. 4 extra base hits, no homers, and an RBI, and he takes outside. It's 1-1. Left to right in the outfield for Fort Myers, Luis Baez, the aforementioned Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kalei Rosario. The 1-1, and Rogers takes a strike up in the zone. It's 1-2. Third to first around the infield, Keone Cavaco, Noah Miller, Mikey Perez, Jake Rucker, with Noah Cardenas doing the catching behind the plate. As Hadger misses the outer half, it's 2-2. Hadger pitching for the first time since last Wednesday against Tampa. The 2-2 is high, full count. Hadger 4 1/3 innings, a run on 2 hits, struck out 7 against the Tarpons through 81 pitches. Payoff pitch here to Jack, and out in front of the off-speed for strike 3. And Hadger retires Daytona in order in the first. First strikeout for the Southpaw through 1 here in Daytona Beach. We are scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark of the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning. Good chat in between innings with our good friends in the booth over to my left as Javi Rivera leads off and issues a strike to Mikey Perez. It's 0-1. Jeff Lacates, our fearless TrackMan operator, and visited this week by the Fort Myers video coach, Byron Oliver. Great to have him back here in Daytona. As Perez takes high, it's 1-1. Byron spent some time here with Fort Myers last year when they were in town back at the end of last season in September. As Perez can't hold up on the pitch up, it's 1-2. Perez hitting at 239 in 42 games. 18 extra base hits, and he strikes out on the high fastball at 92. Second strikeout of the night for Rivera. He's punched out the leadoff man in each of the first two innings tonight. One up, one down for Keone Cavaco, one of the few returnees to Fort Myers' roster this year, hitting 238 in 37 games. 15 extra base hits, three homers, and leads the team with 28 RBIs. Righty against righty, first pitch to Cavaco is a called strike. It's 0-1. Tortugas tonight wearing the breast cancer awareness tinted pink uniforms. The 0-1 fouled off the catcher, Veoheen. It's 0-2. Tortugas arched across the chest in pink. White numerals on the back with a pink outline. Got sort of a Astros 80s style creamsicle look on that uniform with pinkish hues going from the mid-chest on down on that white jersey top. About halfway up from the bottom of each sleeve as well. White pants for Rivera all the way down to his ankles. White on white cleats. Dug into the ballpark mound. The 0-2. And Cavaco lays off. Fastball high above the letters. It's 1-2. Tortugas wearing the two-tone cap tonight. Baby blue back panel, white front panel, the 1-2. And Cavaco steps in the bucket on the off speed at 75. And Rivera strikes him out. Third K for Javi. And his second straight here to begin the second inning. Caught Cavaco stepping to his left instead of back towards the pitcher. Two away for Kalai Rosario. Shout out to John Dittes for helping me with the pronunciation there yesterday. And the first pitch to the righty batter inside for ball one. Rosario, native of Hawaii, hitting at 219 in 39 games. 15 extra base hits, four homers, 22 batted in. As this one fouled over the press box, it's 1-1. A powder blue back panel, white front panel, powder blue bill on those caps for Daytona today. Paradise green, Sheldon Tortuga head logo on the front. The 1-1. And late on the fastball is Rosario. It's 1-2. Tied him up inside. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium. No effect just yet as the sun sets off towards third base. The 1-2. A little bit below the knees. And it's even at 2-2. Blue skies overhead, not a cloud for miles. Maybe a few thin strands high up in the stratosphere, but nothing significant. The 2-2 out of play towards the first base side. Remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on, 2 out. Top of the second inning, no score. Opening game of this 6-game series. Rivera's break even. And that one on the outside corner got him looking. Rivera strikes out the side in order in the second inning. He's punched out 4 through the first 2 frames tonight. Through 1.5 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, still scoreless. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Ruben Ibarra's first at-bat since Thursday evening. He'll lead off in the second. And he takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Ibarra did not play at all in Sunday's doubleheader after that scary collision in the first inning on Thursday, as Ibarra takes a called strike. It's 0-2. Ruben, average up to .233 in 37 games. 8 extra base hits, 4 homers, 16 RBI. Hadger from the third base side of the slab, the 0-2. And Ruben takes high. It's 1-2. But the bottom of the first inning, second batter of the game, Jose Rivera hit a pop-up towards the Mets' right field bullpen. And Ibarra and Blake Dunn collided as Ruben strikes out on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball up and away. Second consecutive strikeout for Hadger. He's retired all 4 he's faced today. And brings up the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin hitting at .238 in 34 games, 7 doubles, no homers, 16 RBIs. But Ruben and Dunn, a scary collision on Thursday. Great to see Ruben back in the lineup. Is this one a lazy fly ball to center? In it to his right is Rodriguez, and away from his body makes the catch for the second out. Two up, two down in the second. Sends up the right fielder, Ashton Creel. Played at both ends of Sunday's doubleheader. His first 2 games with Daytona this year, 0-for-5 with 3 Ks. Has spent time with Louisville at AAA, High A Dayton as well. .207 average in 29 games overall this year as he's out in front. It's 0-1. Creel 17-for-82 on the year, 6 doubles, no homers, 5 batted in. Lefty against righty as Creel takes outside. It's 1-1. Great to see Ruben back in the lineup today. Blake Dunn was put on the IL on Friday with a right shoulder sprain. Spoke to him after the bus returned from St. Lucie on Sunday as Creel out in front of the breaking ball, 1-2. And it certainly sounds like Blake going to fly back to Arizona to undergo surgery on that right shoulder, and we wish him the best, the 1-2. Creel, a high pop-up out of play to the right. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Base is empty, two out. Bottom of the second, no score, opening game of this series. Blake set a Tortugas record with four stolen bases. Not last Saturday, but the Saturday prior. And now going to be on the mend for quite a bit. As Creel takes in the dirt, it's 2-2. And Stephen Layton was reinstated from the IL on Sunday. Expect to see him back in the lineup sometime this week, maybe as early as tomorrow. 2-2. Up and away, it's a full count. Daniel Vaoheen, the catcher, waiting on deck. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. For Myers in the alternate purple uniforms here today. The payoff pitch from Hadger. And Creel, it's a high pop fly behind the plate. Cardenas a look. And this one is caught. Caught by Cardenas on the warning track right in front of the netting. And he makes the play to retire the side. Did not have a lot of real estate to work with. But Cardenas able to haul it in. And Daytona goes in order for the second straight inning. Through two here in Daytona, still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Cespedes, Baez, and Rucker. 8-9-1 set to bat for Fort Myers in the inning. Rubel Cespedes, one of the newest members of this Mighty Muscles roster, will lead off. And hits a laser towards the Tortuga dugout. Foul ball. It is 0-1. Cespedes, lefty swinging at DH. Appearing in his fourth game with the club, four for his first 11. No extra base hits and an RBI. Joined the roster back on June the 3rd. That was Friday, the 0-1. And Cespedes fouls it off the catcher. It's 0-2. Dimensions here in Daytona Beach. For those who have never been, it is 317 down the line in left. 400 in dead center. 325 to the pole in right. The 0-2 to Cespedes. Fastball up and away. It's a full count. Fort Myers has a lefty up in their right field bullpen. Want to say, as this one a line drive left center field, back into his right, Allen. And he'll run it down. Makes a catch over his head for the first out. Want to say that is John Wilson. The lefty up and throwing down the line. But Hadger has retired all six he's faced tonight. And has not gone shorter than three full innings in any appearance so far this year. Here is Luis Baez, righty swinging left fielder. And Rivera's first pitch just misses the inner half. It's 1-0. Baez hitting .213 in 18 games, 10 for 47. A double, no homers, 7 RBIs as this one punched to the screen. It is 1-1. Baez holds his hands high behind his head. 1-1. Smacked up towards the press level. It is 1-2. Baez joining Fort Myers about a month ago on May the 12th when Kyler Fetko went up to High A Cedar Rapids. 1-2 on Luis Baez. Rivera fires, and Luis swings through the high heat at 93 for strike three. Fifth strikeout tonight for Rivera. He's punched out four of the last five hitters he's faced. And there aren't two out in the third for the top of the order in Jake Rucker. Rucker struck out on three pitches his first time. He is 0-1. Rucker drafted out of the University of Tennessee last year. Of course, been a lot of attention on college baseball the last couple of days. That outside for ball one. Regional finals coming to a close yesterday. Tennessee, Rucker's alma mater, has punched one of the 16 tickets to the Super Regionals this coming weekend. The 1-0. At the knees, a strike 1-1. He's talking with Javi, Tanner Cooper, Dennis Boatman, other players on the bus ride back from St. Lucie. But all the craziness that was going on at college baseball on Sunday is this one off the hands to short. Fernandez to his right, strong throw in time to end the inning. We'll talk a little bit more about all the craziness in college baseball and softball for that matter over the course of the last few days here tonight. 1-2-3 goes Fort Myers in the third. No score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Not good news if you're a Fort Myers fan. Steve Hadger's day is done. John Wilson is on. And the first pitch he throws to Daniel Vaoheen is low and away for ball one. Hadger was walking shoulder to shoulder with Fort Myers trainer Chase Thompson back to the visiting clubhouse out in right field as Vaoheen takes low. It's 2-0. Hadger, six up, six down, two strikeouts. And you just hope everything all right with the young lefty, and it's nothing more than something that is scary rather than debilitating. 2-1 to Veo. That one low for ball three. Veoheen entering the night for Daytona. Just 3-4 his first 37 in 13 games. A homer and three RBIs, the 3-1 from Wilson. This one line towards the left field bullpen, but foul. And it's a full count. Wilson, 6 feet tall, 195 pounds. John Vittes told me he really grew up in Central Jersey, but the Twins list his hometown, not far away from where I grew up, Hackensack, New Jersey. Always good when your town gets a shout-out in a Billy Joel song. 3-2. Vejo Hina line drive left field and down in front of Luis Baez for the game's first hit. First base runner tonight for Daytona as Vejo Hina aboard with a leadoff single to start the third inning. Brings up the shortstop, Ilvin Fernandez. Fernandez, 5-4, his first 20 in seven games with Daytona. A double, no homers, and two RBIs. Had Daytona's only hit in game one of Sunday's doubleheader. A leadoff double to right in the sixth inning. Lefty against the righty. First pitch to Fernandez is inside for ball one. Wilson making his 12th appearance, no record. A 1.04 ERA, one save. 13 hits and 17 in the third innings. Seven walks and 16 strikeouts. 2.17 opponent average, the 1-0, and Fernandez takes a called strike. It is 1-1. Wilson pitching for the first time since game one of Sunday's doubleheader for Fort Myers, faced just one batter and retired him as that one grounded towards Daytona's dugout, 1-2. Wilson threw just three pitches in that ballgame. My guess is he'll face more than one batter tonight, being called upon in the third inning. 1-2. That one in the dirt, bouncing in front of the plate. Nice block by Cardenas. It's 2-2. Wilson, undrafted free agent signee by the Twins out of Old Dominion University in Virginia. Long pause, the 2-2. And Fernandez crushes one to left, but into the Halifax River, a foul ball. Wilson, out of North Hunterdon High School in New Jersey, was actually drafted by the Cincinnati Reds. 38th round pick of the Reds in 2016, but did not sign before going on to his college career. Another 2-2 to Ilvin. This one tapped towards third, charging in, making the play in fair ground. Cavaco, low throw, picked up on a hop at first by Rucker, one down. Crowd not happy with the call. Well, well done by Cavaco and Rucker on either end of the diamond. And there is one out and a man at second for a man who wasn't supposed to be in the lineup tonight for Daytona and Austin Callahan. Braylon Menier was a late scratch about an hour and a half before first pitch. Callahan made his Tortugas debut in game two on Sunday, was 1-for-3 with a double and a strikeout. 18th round pick of the Reds last year at a Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. Lefty against lefty, and Wilson's first pitch is driven in the air to left. Over and to his left is Baez, now drifting a little bit back to his right, makes the catch. And Callahan retired for the second out. Back to the top of the order, and Tyler Callahan. By the way, not related, both last names spelled different. Tyler with an I in the middle, Austin with an A. As we said on Sunday, if you need to remember, Austin's got the first name beginning with A, and he's got the A in his last name. Callahan flied out to left in his first at-bat tonight. He is 0-for-1. Man at second, two out. Scoreless game, bottom of the third. First pitch to Callahan, reached for and grounded to first. Fielded to his right by Rucker, underhand flip to Wilson, and they just get Callahan, who is booking it up the line for the final out of the third inning. Daytona gets a leadoff single, but can't do anything with it. Through three here in Daytona, scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Sun hiding behind some clouds off towards the third baseline. No score, top of the fourth inning. Fans need to get your group to their big event. Then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Mighty Muscles here in the fourth inning will send up Miller, Rodriguez, and Cardenas as Miller takes the first pitch low for ball one. Miller walked his first time up, only Fort Myers player to reach base tonight. A 1-0, and this one off the hands, out of play. It is 1-1. Miller, as we said, first-round pick of the Twins last year out of Ozaukee High School in Fredonia, Wisconsin, the 1-1. High 2-1. Older brother Owen, major league player with the Cleveland Guardians. Javi's 2-1 pitch. This one lifted down the left field line and out of play towards the Magnolia Gate. It is even at 2-2. Miller signed for $1.7 million to forego a commitment to Alabama. A 2-2. Up in the zone for a called strike three. Up and away, Miller left shaking his head in disagreement. Javi Rivera picks up another strikeout. That is 6 on the night for the 22-year-old. One down in the fourth for Emmanuel Rodriguez. Rodriguez flied out to center his first time. He is 0 for 1. He's also made a great catch in center field, robbing Jay Allen. First pitch he sees in this plate appearance outside for ball one. We're talking about Emmanuel Rodriguez in his first at-bat, 19 years old. Number 9 Twins prospect according to Baseball America as he's laid on the fastball. It's 1-1. But John Vitt is the voice of Fort Myers. Has been around the block quite a bit. He's had some great players he's had the opportunity to call games for. Is this one a dribbler to first? Fielded by Rogers even with the bag. Picks it up and steps on the square, two down. But he had Rodriguez right up there with the likes of Gleyber Torres when he saw him in Myrtle Beach. And Wander Franco when he saw him in this league with Port Charlotte back in 2019. That's how impressive he says Rodriguez has been for the Muscles so far this year. Noah Cardenas takes inside for ball one. Cardenas grounded out to third base his first time. Nobody on, two out. Top of the fourth inning, no score. This one a hard ground ball. Nice diving play by Callahan, who is left on a hop. Gets up, throws to first, inning over. Beautiful play by Austin Callahan to take away Fort Myers' first hit of the night and give Rivera yet another 1-2-3 inning. He has retired 11 in a row, dating back to the first. Through with 3.5, still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jay Allen, the second to lead off for Daytona. Bottom half of the fourth inning, John Wilson back to work for the Muscles. Allen, Rogers, Ibarra, the 3-2 up in the inning. Allen robbed of a base hit by the center fielder Rodriguez. His first time won't be robbed here, as this one through the hole between third and short. On the first pitch of the inning, Jay Allen picks up a single. And for the second straight inning, Daytona has the leadoff man aboard. One on, nobody out for Jack Rogers. Struck out swinging his first time. He is 0-1. Rogers ending play today. Six game on base streak. 7-4 his last 20 in that span, with an OPS over 900. Shadows covering the diamond. Throwback to first, and Allen dives in. Allen entering play today, third in the league in stolen bases with 22. Lefty against lefty. Wilson a look towards first base. Now the pitch. And Rogers, a big bouncer towards second, a look towards second by Perez, but already close to first, and with Allen's speed, only real play for him is at first base, and he'll get the out, one away. Allen advances to scoring position, as there is one out for Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra struck out his first time, 0-1. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in this fourth inning, nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Daytona trying to take the lead. And the first pitch to Rubin up and away for ball one. One game in the league has been postponed due to poor field conditions. Tampa and Palm Beach washed away due to wet grounds at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Imagine they'll try and play two tomorrow. The runner goes. That one inside and low. Throw down at third, late and offline. 23rd stolen base of the year for Jay Allen, the second. And he is at third base with one out and a 2-0 count on Ibarra. Ties him with Andy Sugilio for the most stolen bases by a Tortuga in the last 3 years in a single season. And he's done it on June 7th as this one driven left center field. Long run for Rodriguez looking up. And all he can do is turn and watch that one sail into the parking lot. Welcome back to the lineup, Ruben Ibarra. A two-run line shot out beyond the Flair air conditioning signage in left center field. 105 miles an hour off the bat. 428 feet, his fifth home run of the season. RBI 17 and 18, and Daytona takes a 2-0 fourth inning lead. And to boot, got some pink glasses Alex Johnson put on Ruben's face as he headed back to the dugout. So now here is Jamal O'Quinn, who takes high for ball one. Now one was a missile, and the only question off the bat was whether or not it would have enough height to get out of the ballpark. As O'Quinn takes low, it is 2-0. Jamal flied out his first time. That was to center field. Wilson, first home run he's allowed this season. For Myers, came into play today. Fewest home runs allowed in the league at 22. 2-0 on Jamal. Off the hands and off towards East Orange Avenue. Back behind the press box, it's 2-1. As we said, Palm Beach and Tampa postponed it tonight. Lefty works the 2-1. And O'Quinn takes high, ball three. Everything else in the league is in progress. Top of the fourth in Jupiter. Mets a six-run second inning lead, 7-5, as O'Quinn a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Second baseman Perez was stationed up the middle. A large vacant area between first and second. And O'Quinn takes advantage. Third straight hit to begin the inning for Daytona. Our third hit out of four batters for Daytona in this inning. One on, one out for the right fielder, Ashton Creel. Creel fouled out to the catcher his first time, 0-1. Lefty offers. And Creel out in front, it's 0-1. Omar De Los Santos, a solo home run, his eighth of the year. Led off that ball game with a home run. Three RBIs for Junior Tillian. Mets activating Keyshawn Askew off the IL today as Creel out in front of the off-speed, it's 0-2. Bottom of the fifth in Dunedin. Lakeland a 4-1 lead on the Blue Jays. Daytona will travel to Lakeland next week. O'Quinn off of first, and Creel swings through the 73-mile-an-hour delivery for strike three. Second out in the fourth inning. First strikeout tonight for Wilson. One on, two out for Daniel Vaoheen, who singled last inning. Lakeland getting a solo home run from Manuel Sequeira, his sixth of the year. Both teams into their bullpens. Lefty offers low for ball one. Only other game in the circuit tonight is in Bradenton. Marauders a 2-1 lead over Clearwater. 1-0, outside 2-0. One on, two out, bottom of the fourth. Daytona a 2-0 lead on Ruben Ibarra's home run. O'Quinn takes his lead. Infield playing Vaoheen to pull. This one a grounder back up the middle. Miller stationed behind the bag, fields and steps on the square for the force, ending the inning. But Daytona strikes for two runs on three hits. One left, the big blast, a home run by Ruben Ibarra. Through four here at the Jack, Daytona a 2-0 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fifth inning, top of the 8 o'clock hour as well. Justin Rock with you. Tortugas Radio Network, Daytona a 2-0 lead on Ruben Ibarra's home run. Mikey Perez struck out his first time, and he grounds that one wide of third, a foul ball. Unable to make the bare hand play is manager and third base coach Brian Meyer. It is 0-1. Perez, Cavaco, Rosario, the 3-2 up in the inning. Rivera, the 0-1. Called strike with a breaking ball at 77. It's 0-2. American flag in center, still blowing from right to left. The 0-2 pitch. At the knee, strike three called. Fastball down. And Perez down on strikes. Another strikeout for Rivera to start an inning. And that is his seventh strikeout tonight. Matches a career high. One away in the fifth for Keone Cavaco. Struck out his first time, 0-1. Rivera, the windup, his first pitch is popped in the air. Left-hand side, Rivera over, as is the third baseman, Callahan. And even with the third base coach's box, makes the play, two out. So two quick outs for Fort Myers in the fifth. Brings up the right fielder, Kalei Rosario. Struck out looking in his first trip, 0-1. Well, the cool nugget on Ruben Ibarra's home run. Last half inning. That outside and low for ball one is his fiance came into town during the off day yesterday. She just graduated college, as did Ruben. 1-0. This one pulled foul towards Daytona's bullpen. It's 1-1. But in the second at-bat of the first game she's ever had a chance to see Ruben play as a professional, he hits a go-ahead two-run home run. How awesome is that? The 1-1. This one crushed out to left field by Rosario, and this one's going to put Fort Myers on the board. One for Ibarra, one for Kalei Rosario. Out beyond the batting cages in left field. Fifth home run of the year, 23rd RBI, 103 miles an hour off the bat, 409 feet. And the Mighty Muscles get one of those two runs back. It is 2-1. Not a whole lot of doubt on that. First hit of the game, first run of the game for the Muscles. With a little bit of muscle. From Rosario. Now it is Rubel Cespedes. Takes a strike, it's 0-1. Rivera, that's just the third home run he has allowed this season. First one here at home as Cespedes late. On the heater, it's 0-2. Bases empty, two out, top of the fifth. Daytona a 2-1 lead. The 0-2, up and away, it is 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Off speed away at 80, a career high 8 strikeouts for Javi Rivera tonight An outstanding performance by the young 22-year-old. If that's indeed his last pitch thrown here on this Tuesday night. Fort Myers picks up a run on the Rosario home run. Halfway through this one, 2-1. Daytona in charge.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
John Wilson back to work. Bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead here on the Tortugas Radio Network. 8-9-1. Scheduled batters, Fernandez, Callahan, and Callahan. As that one up and away, and it's 1-0. Sounds like a law firm. Although I think I made that joke on Sunday afternoon as well. 1-0, Fernandez, broken bat, flare up the middle, and past the outstretched glove of Miller in a center of base hit. Fernandez, big turnaround first, but retreats. And Ilveen aboard of the leadoff single to begin the fifth inning, third straight frame, in which Daytona has put the leadoff man on. Tanner Cooper up and throwing in Daytona's left field bullpen. It's a part of the tandem effort with Javi Rivera. Right-hander up in Fort Myers, right field bullpen. 1-1, nobody out. Austin Callahan, a drive right center field. Back into his left is Rodriguez in front of the warning track, has to reach back away from his body to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Looked like it would be more routine than it actually was. Ball had some late spin on it. But Rodriguez able to stay with it for the first out. 1-1, one away for the top of the order in Tyler Callahan. Callahan 0-for-2. Fly ball to left to ground out to first. They play him to pull. Third baseman Cavaco way off the line. As Wilson throws that one, a bunt laid down by Tyler Callahan, and the throw to second pulls the shortstop Miller off the bag, and safe diving in head first is Fernandez, but he's hurt. Fernandez is lying face down behind second base as maybe his shoulder or head collided with the lower body of Miller as he attempted to field the throw on the bare hand by Cardenas. So a fielder's choice and an error on the catcher. Cardenas, that allows Fernandez to reach second base. Josh Hobson, the trainer. Cookie Dawkins, the manager, out of the third base dugout to look at Ilveen Fernandez. Daytona has dealt with a lot of nicks and bruises as of late. Fernandez going to stay in the ballgame. as Hobson and Dawkins back to the dugout. But Daytona saw Blake Dunn land on the IL on Friday. Sam Benscooter landed on the IL with vertigo on Friday as well. Alex Johnson went on the IL today. Right-handed pitcher. Stephen Layton was activated from the IL on Sunday but has not played yet. And Braylon Minier and Michelle Triana unavailable for Daytona tonight. 2-1 and one out for Jay Allen. Takes low and away for ball one. Jay and Chase Petty, a couple of Florida commits. I'm sure we're watching along closely last night. Albeit a tough loss for the Gators against Oklahoma in the regional final. 1-0. Allen a hard grounder, but just foul to the left of the third base bag. And the count is 1-1. Every now and then you'll see Jay and Chase give some love to other freshmen that they would have been teammates with the Gators had they not been signed away from their college commitments last summer. 1-1 on Allen. Fernandez at second, Callahan at first. And Allen takes a strike up in the zone. It's 1-2. Third baseman Cavaco playing towards the line. And time called right as Wilson was getting ready to throw the 1-2 pitch. Sun continuing to set off towards the third base bleachers. Strands of blue, gold, and red all along the horizon. The 1-2 pitch. Allen reaches and stings one into center. In and to his right is Rodriguez calling for it and makes the catch over his shoulder for the second out. So Allen now 1-for-3. 2-on, 2-out for the first baseman, Jack Rogers. 0-for-2 has struck out and grounded out to first base. Rogers, ninth-round pick out of Sam Houston State last year. Gonna get Daytona another run. Now one missing down and away. Breaking ball from Wilson. It's 1-0. Fernandez singled. He's at second. Callahan reached on the fielder's choice. He is at first. Lefty sets above the belt. The 1-0. Rogers takes down and away. It's 2-0. Rogers struggled against lefties this year, including tonight, just 1-for-22. However, the one came against Javier Atencio and the Mets on Sunday. The 2-0 inside, and Cardenas thought about a throw behind Fernandez at second. Well, it puts it in his pocket. It's 3-0 with Ruben Ibarra on deck. And you wonder if Wilson loses Rogers here. Do they bring in the righty warming up in the bullpen to face Ibarra with the bases loaded? 3-0. Rogers taking all the way. Looks at a called strike one. Whoever was throwing is ready. I want to say that is Nicholas Rimmel. Three-one pitch. This one hammered out to left field. Back goes Baez. Warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one land on top of the batting cages. First home run as a Tortuga. First home run of the season for Jack Rogers. A three-run opposite field blast. RBIs 2, 3, and 4 in a Tortuga uniform. 105 miles an hour off the wood. 399 feet. And Daytona takes a 5-1. Fifth inning lead. And that will be the end of the night for the Jersey-born left-hander, John Wilson. Brian Meyer out of the first base dugout and will take the ball from the southpaw. A two-run blast by Ibarra in the fourth. A three-run opposite field shot by Rogers in the fifth. Daytona three runs in. They lead 5-1. Bases empty and two out. We'll get you the info on the new arm when we come back on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Go to the bullpen for Fort Myers as we head to the bottom, or play on here in the bottom of this fifth inning. Nicholas Rimmel on to face Ruben Ibarra, three runs in, two out. Base is empty in the bottom of the fifth, and Ibarra takes a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Ibarra, a two-run home run to left center his last time up. One for two tonight. Rimmel, 6'3", 200 pounds out of Berlin, Germany. The 0-1. And Ruben takes inside. It is 1-1. Rimmel, third arm used by Fort Myers tonight. Eighth appearance, 2-0, a 3.12 ERA. Six hits in 8 2/3 innings. The 1-1 outside. It's 2-1. Five walks, 12 strikeouts. A 1.94 opponent average for Rimmel. First appearance for him since last Thursday against Tampa. 2-1. Low ball three. Rimmel threw a scoreless inning. Three up, three down. Struck out two. Works from the first base side of the rubber, the 3-1. And Ibarra takes a called strike. It's a full count. Final lines for the first two Mighty Muscle pitchers. Steve Hadger, six up, six down. Two innings, no runs, no hits. No walks, two Ks, 25 pitches, 16 strikes, the 3-2. Fouled in and out of the glove of Cardenas. And Ibarra gets another chance with a full count. John Wilson, 2 2/3 innings, 5 runs all earned on 6 hits. No walks, a strikeout, 2 homers allowed. 43 pitches and 26 strikes. Another 3-2 from Rimmel. This one reached for and grounded under the glove of the shortstop Miller in the left field. Ibarra aboard with a two-out knock, his second hit of the ballgame. So Daytona with a two-out base runner brings up Ruben's old buddy Jamal O'Quinn. O'Quinn 1-for-2. Single to right his last time, has also flied out to shallow center. They play O'Quinn to pull to the left-hand side, and he takes low for ball one. Rimmel had a brief stint on the IL. Throw back to first, and Ibarra dives back. He's placed on the IL on April 20th with right shoulder impingement. Was activated a couple weeks later on May the 10th. 1-0 to Jamal. This one hit hard on the ground but foul wide of third. And it is 1-1. Daytona, three runs in on three hits. One error in this fifth inning. They have a 5-1 lead on the three-run Jack Rogers home run. Righty is ready, the 1-1. And O'Gwynn takes outside. It is 2-1. Rimmel signed by the Twins back in 2017. Turned 23 in July. The 2-1. O'Gwynn, a line drive left center field. That one's down for a base hit into the gap. Ibarra on his way to third. O'Gwynn heading to second. Ibarra will be held at third. It's a double for O'Gwynn. Eighth two-bagger of the season for number 14. And Daytona with second and third as the rally continues with two out. Ashton Creel will be the eighth man to bat for Daytona in this fifth inning. Creel 0 for 2 tonight, has flied out and struck out. Joined Daytona's roster from High A on Friday. Appeared in 25 games of the Tortugas last season. Righty against righty. And Creel out in front. It's 0-1. Creel, during the pandemic, played in a makeshift independent league for a team called the Nerds Herd up in his home state of Illinois, as he's out in front 0-2. The team was managed by the Reds catching coordinator and former Reds backstop Corky Miller. The 0-2, and Creel strikes out on the breaking ball to end the inning. But Daytona strikes for three runs on four hits, one error, and two men left. Jack Rogers, a big three-run homer to left. Tanner Cooper coming on. Tortugas a 5-1 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as we move to the sixth inning here in the opening game of this series. Tanner Cooper on in support of Javi Rivera. Luis Baez to lead off. And Tanner fires a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Cooper, 6'2", 217 pounds. The 0-1 and Baez foul tip into the glove of Vejohino at 2. Cooper, 22 years old from Farmington, New York. The 0-2 pitch popped in the air, shallow center field. Backpedaling the shortstop, Fernandez, and over his left shoulder makes the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. One up, one down for the first baseman, Jake Rucker. Struck out and grounded a short tonight, 0 for 2. Cooper coming into the game today, making his 10th appearance, 5th in relief. 2-1, a 3.5 ERA as Tanner misses inside for ball one. 36 hits in 36 innings, 8 walks and 36 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 248 off him, the 1-0. It is a fastball strike at the chest. It's 1-1. Cooper made the start last Tuesday against the Mets, a no decision. A run on 3 hits in a career-high 5 innings. That outside, it's 2-1. No walks, 2 strikeouts in that ballgame. Only run allowed on a solo home run to Carlos Dominguez. A 2-1 to Rucker. This one lined up the middle and snared by the second baseman, Callahan, playing up the middle. 2 out in the 6th inning. Had to reach up above his head to bring it in. Rucker hit it well, but an old-fashioned Adam ball. Bases empty, 2 out for Noah Miller. Has walked and struck out tonight, 0 for 1. Batting left-handed as Cooper misses inside, it's 1-0. Final line for Javi Rivera, 5 innings, 1 run earned on 1 hit. A walk, a career-high 8 strikeouts as Miller takes a strike, it's 1-1. Did give up a home run. 64 pitches and 43 strikes for Rivera tonight. The 1-1. Fastball strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Cooper looking for a harmless first inning of relief. Works from the first base side. The 1-2 offering. Fouled off the catcher. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Twilight sky here in Daytona Beach. Lights having more of an effect on the diamond. The 1-2. Outside 2-2. Emmanuel Rodriguez, powerful center fielder, waits on deck. The 2-2 to Miller. Up and away, ball 3. Crowd wanted the call, but did look like it missed the outer half. And a good vantage point from our perch high atop the grandstand here in Daytona. The 3-2 from Cooper, lined towards the third base Riverwalk. The souvenir will do it again. Bases empty, 2 out. Daytona a 5-1 lead here in the 6th inning. Cooper's payoff pitch, another foul ball. And the next pitch will be the 9th of this at-bat. Another 3-2 offering. This one grounded up the middle and through to the right of second base, a base hit. Noah Miller on for the second time tonight. Just the second hit of the game for Fort Myers. And the Muscles, a 2-out base runner for the center fielder, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0 for 2, grounded out to first his last time. He's also flied out to his counterpart in center. Lefty batter with a bend in his knees. Cooper from the stretch finds the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Cooper, another member of this Tortugas pitching staff. Played a lot of infield. Was a position player a lot growing up. Throw over to first. And Miller dives back. Cooper actually originally recruited as an infielder at Stony Brook before becoming a two-way player at Finger Lakes Community College when the Reds came call. Now one high, 1-1. Reds took him in the 35th round in 2019. A 1-1, and Rodriguez a foul tip into the glove of Vaoheen. It's 1-2. Cooper, fastball, slider, changeup. Hawkeye also registers a curveball from him as well. Runner takes his lead. The 1-2. This one popped in the air. Left side, Callahan can't find it, but this one's out of play regardless. remains at 1-2 on Rodriguez. But yeah, Cooper, as a position player at Finger Lakes Community College, hit 411 with 33 extra base hits, 8 homers, and 71 RBIs. That one outside, it's 2-2. In addition to having a 1.62 ERA and 136 strikeouts and about 72 innings on the mound, was the NJCAA Region 3 Player of the Year. The 2-2. Rodriguez, another foul ball. 5 foul balls with 2 strikes between Miller and Rodriguez in the last 2 at-bats. Miller leads off of first. Third baseman Austin Callahan way off the line and back. The 2-2. Low ball 3. And that will release Miller from first base with 2 out. Next pitch will be the 24th of the inning for Tanner. Noah Cardenas, the catcher, is on deck. Daytona a 4-run lead. Payoff pitch, high ball 4. So a 2-out single, a 2-out walk. And Fort Myers with 2 on and 2 out. For the catcher, Cardenas, as Veoheen and Cooper will talk on top the hill. So the Muscles looking to chip away. They did score a run in the top of the fifth after Daytona put up 2 in the bottom of the fourth. It's been one area the Tortugas have struggled with this year has been those shutdown innings. Frames after they score offensively. The next half inning on the hill, have had a tough time keeping opposing teams off the scoreboard. It happened, the one run they scored on Sunday. Scored 1 in the top of the first. But St. Lucie scored 4 in the bottom of the inning and went on to win 5-1. Daytona's the one with a 5-1 lead here. 2 on, 2 out, and Cardenas grounds it foul. Third base line, it's 0-1. Cardenas, 8th round pick of the Twins last year out of UCLA. Likely brief teammates with right-hander Dennis Boatman in Daytona's bullpen, who started at UCLA before transferring. Runner breaks from second. This one hit in the air to right. Over to his right is Creel. He's calling for it. He sees it, makes the catch by the bill of his cap to end the inning. Fort Myers threatens a two-out single, a two-out walk, but can't do anything with it as they leave both runners stranded after 5.5. 5-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Daytona leading 5-1, opening game of this series. Homestand continues tomorrow with the Marco's Pizza Belly Buster Wednesday. All you can eat hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza starting at just $14. To get your tickets, log on to DaytonaTortugas.com or by calling the box office at 386-257-3172. Daniel Veohina lead off in the inning, takes high for ball one from Nicholas Rimmel. Got the last out in the fifth inning. Veohina one for two, and he lifts one to left field. Back into his left is Baez, has plenty of space, and makes the catch to his left for the first out of the sixth inning. Leadoff man retired by Fort Myers for the first time since the first two innings. Brings up the shortstop, Elvin Fernandez, one for two, singled and scored last inning. Joined Daytona's roster from the Complex League during the most recent homestand. Right-handed batter stands tall, lanky frame, and Rimmel finds the inner half, hits 0-1. Take a look around the Reds affiliates here in this sixth and into the seventh if necessary. The 0-1, and Fernandez fouls it off the mask of Cardenas, but he immediately asks for the baseball. He's all right, it's 0-2. Reds at home tonight, taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks, second game of that series. Reds scored 9 runs in the first 3 frames and lead 9-0. 0-2, this one reached for a pop-up shallow left, charging in Baez, and he has the speed to get there and make the play for the second out. Thought that one might be hit just softly enough to plop in front of the charging left fielder. But Baez able to make the play. And there are two out for Austin Callahan. Callahan 0 for 2, a fly ball to center, a fly ball to left. Righty against lefty. And the first pitch is low for ball one. Reds a 9-0 lead. Joey Votto got the party started with a 3-run first inning homer, his 5th of the year. Brandon Drury added a 2-run homer in the second, his 11th. As Callahan swings through the fastball, it's 1-1. Matt Reynolds a 2-run homer for the Reds as well, his 2nd of the season. Graham Ashcraft has thrown 5 2/3 shutout innings tonight. A 1-1. Foul to the screen. It's 1-2. But I came across this last night and was totally stunned by it. But I guess maybe I shouldn't be with the way the season has gone at the big league level. Coming into tonight, Graham Ashcraft was the Reds' leader in baseball reference war as Callahan strikes out on the off-speed pitch to end the inning. Even though Ashcraft had only made 3 career starts prior to tonight. That's how good he's been and how rough the season has started for the Reds in Cincinnati. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the sixth. They lead 5-1 headed to the seventh.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
We'll be right back.
Tanner Cooper back to work. Top of the seventh inning. Daytona a 5-1 lead. Perez, Cavaco, Rosario. 3-2 up in the frame. Muscle's only run came in the fifth. Daytona 2 in the fourth. And three more in the fifth. Perez has struck out both times tonight as this one, first pitch, swinging line right at the third baseman, Callahan. Doesn't have to move a muscle and makes the catch on the liner for the first out of the seventh inning. One pitch, one out for Cooper. Brings up the third baseman, Keone Cavaco. Cavaco has struck out and fouled out to third. He is 0 for 2. The former first-round pick takes outside for ball one. We're continuing with our look around the Reds affiliates here tonight. We'll let you know what's happening at the major league level. Moving down to the minors as this one lifted to right. Back and to his left goes Creel to the warning track. And on the warning track makes the catch in front of the Kona Brewing Company signage. Two down. Creel was playing relatively shallow in right. And Cavaco showing good strength, fighting it deep into right field. Well, couldn't quite muscle it out of the ballpark like Kalei Rosario did his last time up. Only Fort Myers run on Rosario homer against Rivera in the fifth. He is 1 for 2. Triple-A Louisville at home, bottom of the sixth inning, hosting the Charlotte Knights, White Sox affiliate. They lead 5-3. It's time called. Max Schrock homering as a part of his rehab assignment. Batting cleanup as the DH, 1 for 3 in that game tonight. That one outside for ball one. Mark Colesberry, Tortuga alum, a 3-run homer, his second of the year. Uniel Caracuto had a solo blast, his second. This one off the hands to the right. Long run Rogers, but this one out of play. It's 1-1. Jonathan India, batting third at second base as a part of his rehab assignment, went 0 for 3 with three strikeouts tonight. Donovan Solano played, batting second at third base as that is low, 2-1. Was 1 for 3 with a strikeout. Colin Moran has since come in for him. Lorenzo Cedrola, the other Daytona alum, in the lineup, batting ninth and center. Rayver San Martin, another Tortuga alum, has come on in relief. Breaking ball down, it's 3-1. Rubel Cespedes waiting on deck. Righty's 3-1. This one hit on the ground at third. Comes up into the chest of Callahan. High throw to first in time to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Fort Myers against Cooper on eight pitches in the seventh. Time to get up and stretch here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona a 5-1 lead on Fort Myers. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Call to the bullpen for the Muscles as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. On to make his season debut is the right-hander Anthony Escobar, activated from the injured list earlier today. 5'11", 170 pounds, 21 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela, signed by the Twins as an international free agent back in 2017. He'll face off against the top of Daytona's order. Tyler Callahan, Allen, and Rogers, the three, due up. Escobar appeared in two games for the Muscles last year. Gave up three hits in four innings, walked one, struck out five, had a 1-0 record. But this is his first appearance in a live game since May the 12th of last season. Tyler Callahan 0-for-3 tonight, and he takes a fastball strike at 94. It's 0-1. Escobar is fourth season with the Twins organization as this one off the end of the bat. And out of play in between the bleachers and the Tortugas clubhouse, it's 0-2. Final line for Nicholas Rimmel in relief tonight. Inning in a third, no runs, two hits. No walks and two strikeouts, the 0-2. This one reached for a humpback liner over the leaping glove of Cavaco, a base hit. First hit tonight for Tyler Callahan. And for the fourth time in five innings, Daytona has put the leadoff runner aboard. Sends up the center fielder, Jay Allen. Has singled and scored a run tonight. He's also stolen a base. He's flied out to center twice as well, 1-for-3. Callahan leads off of first. And a throwback to first is laid as Callahan dives in safely. Rimmel. 23 pitches, 16 strikes tonight. Nightfall has arrived here in Daytona. Just a few strands of goldish red out beyond left as Allen shows bunt and fouls it back. It is 0-1. Completing our look around the Reds affiliates tonight, AA Chattanooga, a 1-0 lead on Montgomery, Rays affiliate in the top of the fifth inning. Ivan Johnson batting fifth at second base. Lone Tortuga alum in the lineup. The 0-1. Allen rolls over on one. Is sure going to be a tough play for Miller charging in. And the quick transfer gets Jay at first. Advancing to second on the ground out as Callahan one away. So a ground out, but a productive one as Allen moves the runner into scoring position. For the first baseman, Jack Rogers, a big three-run home run to left. Made it a 5-1 game his last time up. High A Dayton at home against the Great Lakes Loons. Dodgers Farm Club, that game tied at one, bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch to Jack is outside for ball one. Only Dragons run on Ellie De La Cruz's first inning solo home run, his 11th of the year. Tortuga alum. 1-0. Outside 2-0. Jose Torres, Alex McGarry, Reese Hines, Austin Hendrick, Alan Cerda, Garrett Woolforth joining De La Cruz as Tortuga alums in the high A lineup. Joe Boyle, the reigning Midwest League pitcher of the month, as this one lined left and out of play on top of the clubhouse. It's 2-1. Getting the start for the Dragons tonight has struck out 9 over 5 innings. Another Daytona alumni thriving at the next level. Rogers broke his bat back to the dugout to get some new lumber. Only other final score in the Reds farm chain is in the Dominican Summer League, which started their season yesterday. The DSL Reds rallying, winning a slugfest against the Orioles black team 12-10. Their first win of the year. As this one off the hands and out of play once more, it's 2-2. Antoine Valencia. And Jesus Torres had multi-RBI games for the DSL Reds in that win. DSL Reds won despite committing 8 errors. Runner breaks towards third, pitches inside, and an easy stolen base for Callahan. Cardenas had a tough time reeling it in from Escobar. But even if he did, an easy swipe of Callahan, who took that one on the pitcher. For Cali, at his third stolen base of the season, number 72 for Daytona. 3-2 on Rogers with one out. Can score a run without a base hit. And he'll take low for ball four. So Rogers reaches on a walk. And Daytona with men at the corners and one out for the DH, Ruben Ibarra. Multi-hit game tonight for Ruben, has homered and singled. Two-run shot gave Daytona a 2-0 lead in the fourth. You hear the roar of approval from the hometown crowd. Was an instant fan favorite when he joined the roster after being drafted last August. Trying to drive in another run tonight as Ruben takes a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. The Arizona Complex League Reds will get underway. Scheduled to start about 10 minutes from now on the road against the Brewers Blue Team. As Ibarra hits a missile, nearly takes the legs off Lenny Harris, who runs into fair territory out in the shallow left and shares a laugh with Keone Cavaco. It's 0-2. Chorus of Ruben chants from the Tortuga faithful. Escobar at the shoulders, the 0-2, and Ibarra strikes out. Down and away at 81. Good two-strike pitch there by Escobar. His first strikeout of the season, and there are two out in the seventh for Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin, a multi-hit game tonight as well, 2-for-3 with a double. O'Gwin changing his walk-up song. Went from East Coast rap and Biggie Smalls to West Coast rap and Ice Cube. First pitch to O'Gwin on the inner half for a strike. It's 0-1. O'Gwin had been 0-4 his last 16. Prior to base hits in each of his last two at-bats. And overheard him talking on Sunday, said he was just sort of out of rhythm. The 0-1, low, runner breaks towards second. No swing for O'Gwin. And Rogers advancing to second base, I imagine, will be on a wild pitch. Indeed it is. No stolen base. An advance on the dirt ball by Rogers. And Daytona with second and third and two out. And a 1-1 count on O'Gwin. Jamal was hit by a pitch a week ago Sunday in the last home game before this one. Low and in away 2-1. It was a late scratch in Tuesday's lineup. And just never found his groove last week in Port St. Lucie. Well, it seems to have regained that stroke here tonight. 5-1 Daytona advantage in the seventh. 2-1, check swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Trey Ward. And it's 3-1. Ashton Creel, the right fielder, waiting on deck. Action in Fort Myers' bullpen down the line. Probably wary of Escobar's pitch count after coming off the IL today, the 3-1. And O'Gwin takes a called strike. Up underneath the hands, Jamal waited a second or two, thinking it might be ruled a strike by the home plate umpire. But a delayed call there by Westlake runs it full. Callahan singled, he's at third. Rogers walked, he's at second. Daytona a 5-1 lead, the payoff pitch, grounded foul. Over by Daytona's auxiliary bench. And we'll do it again. Tortuga that picked it up will work it through the netting and to a group of fans sitting behind the dugout, who then hands it off to a younger fan sitting in the bleachers. Payoff pitch. Struck him out on the breaking ball. Slow motion down and away at 80. And huge strikeouts by Escobar. Stranding runners at second and third in the seventh. No runs, one hit, two men left to the eighth. Business end of the opening game of this series. Daytona a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall-off-the-bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning. Rubel Cespedes to lead off, takes up and away for ball one. 8-9 and one, set to bat for Fort Myers. They trail 5-1. Third inning of relief for Tanner, who misses inside for ball two. Cespedes 0-2 tonight, fly ball to center and a strikeout. Righty from the first base side, the 2-0. Cespedes takes a knee-high strike. It's 2-1. Fort Myers, one run, two hits, one error. They have left three tonight. The 2-1 from Cooper, and this one hit on the ground and fair. Down the left field line, a base hit. Third baseman Callahan was playing way off the line. O'Gwynn fields to his right and fires into second, holds Cespedes to a single. Well, the Muscles have their third hit of the game. And the first time tonight, they've put the leadoff man aboard. One on, nobody out for Luis Baez. Struck out and popped up to short his last time. Cooper from the stretch, and he misses down and in for ball one. And a lot of shuffling in the major league level since we spoke to you last on Sunday. Two managers have been fired in the last couple of days. A 1-0 to Baez. This one off the hands, high pop, third base side. Callahan in foul ground behind the coach's box to make the catch for the first out of the eighth inning. Nice pitch by Cooper tailing in. One on, one out for Jake Rucker. Rucker 0-3. He's lined out to second. He's also grounded out to short and struck out. Well, the Phillies fired Joe Girardi over the weekend. Is this a check swing foul ball to the right? It's 0-1. And I believe the Phillies then went on and swept the LA Angels, who had been in town for the weekend after playing a series against the Yankees. And after that series came to a conclusion, the Angels fired their manager, Joe Maddon. This one out of play. 0-2 on Rucker. And the Angels fired Maddon today after the Halos were on a 12-game losing streak entering play today. Couple of World Series managers being shown the door. The 0-2, and Rucker takes high, ball one. Girardi winning in 0-9 with the Yankees. Maddon, of course, was the manager when the Cubs broke their long-standing streak in 2016. A 1-2 from Cooper. On the inside corner, got him looking. Left Rucker frozen as Cooper painted the inside black. First strikeout tonight for Tanner. And there are two out in the eighth inning for Noah Miller. Miller has one of Fort Myers' three hits tonight. Has reached base twice, has also walked. Roddy kicks and offers. And Cooper ticks and issues a strike up in the zone. It's 0-1. It's been a long, arduous run for the Angels out there in Anaheim. The 0-1. And Miller fouls it to the netting. It's 0-2. One on, two out, top of the eighth. Daytona a 5-1 lead. The Angels also released their Nike City Connect uniforms over the weekend as well. And I have to say, very underwhelming. It's a very bland, felt like uniform for them. The 0-2 high. 1-2, sort of cream-colored. The makeshift logo isn't all too different on the cap. Word marks were a little bit different. 1-2. High 2-2. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you. Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona a 5-1 lead. Two-run homer by Ruben Ibarra in the fourth. A three-run blast by Jack Rogers in the fifth. The 2-2. Fouled into the glove of the catcher, Vejoheen. Strike three to end the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts from Cooper. And he works around the leadoff base hit by Cespedes in the eighth. No runs, a hit. One left to the bottom of the eighth inning. Daytona still in front 5-1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Throw to the bullpen for Fort Myers as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the sounds of Billy Joel echoing out over the PA system here in Daytona. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T. Buslines.com. Hunter McMahon, new arm in the game, 6'3", 185 pounds, 24 years old, from Kansas City, Missouri. Acquired by the Twins in a trade with the Nationals back in 2020. McMahon, 17th appearance on the year for him, 1-0, a 2.33 ERA. 19 hits in 27 innings, 7 walks, 31 strikeouts for the former ninth-round pick out of Texas State. Pitching for the first time since last Saturday against Tampa. Struck out 4, walked 1 over 2 scoreless innings. Ashton Creel, Daniel Vejoheen, Ilvin Fernandez. 6-7 and 8-2 up for Daytona against the righty in the eighth. Creel 0 for 3, and he takes a fastball high for ball one. Final line for Anthony Escobar. Goes an inning, no runs, a hit. A walk, two strikeouts, charge the wild pitch. 21 tosses and 14 strikes, the 1-0. Friel takes a fastball knee high. It's 1-1. McMahon, as we said, drafted out of Texas State. Talk about college baseball as this one pulled foul over by Lenny Harris in the third base coach's box. It's 1-2. Texas State gave the number 2 overall seed in the NCAA baseball tournament, Stanford, everything they could handle. As that one on the outside corner and Creel down looking. McMahon picks up the strikeout for the first out here in the eighth inning. Now it's Daniel Veoheen, 1-for-3 with a base hit tonight. He also reached on a fielder's choice and flied out to left. Righty offers, and Veoheen takes a called strike. It's 0-1. I was watching that game late last night into the wee hours of the morning, East Coast time, of course. Watching to see if the Bobcats would come away with the upset. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Came up just a hair shy against Stanford. Cardinals walking it off against Texas State to advance to the Super Regionals. And it would have been a crazy thing because, one, it could have been fun in the Twins organization. Kyler Fetko, who had been in Fort Myers, was promoted to High A UConn alum. Could have had some fun as the winner of that game was going to play UConn in the Super Regionals as Veoheen strikes out. Off-speed pitch down, and McCann back-to-back strikeouts to begin his night in relief. Two out for Ilvin Fernandez, 1-for-3 with a base hit tonight. But even though Texas State was unranked in the tournament and played on the road in Palo Alto, had they won last night against the Cardinal, they would have hosted the Super Regional against UConn, which would have obviously been a first for the program. As Ilvin takes high for ball one. Always a lot of fun, not just during the NCAA basketball tournament, but during the other sports tournaments as well. You look at softball and baseball these last couple of weeks when you got that upset team, an unheralded team making waves and pushing the Blue Bloods to the brink as Fernandez takes high 2-0. That was certainly the case for Texas State out of the Sun Belt. Hey, may not be quite as big in terms of conference size. 2-0, called strike, it's 2-1. But how about the Texas Longhorns advancing to the Women's College World Series final for the first time against Oklahoma? They were unranked, I believe I heard them say on the air last night. Texas, the first unranked team to make the Women's College World Series final in its history. That one grounded towards the third base dugout, 2-2. Bases empty, 2 out. Bottom of the eighth inning, Daytona a 5-1 advantage. Two and two on Fernandez. The break even from McMahon, and Fernandez lifts one to center. Coming in a few steps is Rodriguez. He'll make the catch above his head to end the inning. So McMahon comes on and retires Daytona in order on 12 pitches. We head to the ninth here in the opening game of this series. Daytona a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Ninth inning here in Daytona. Justin Rock with you. Tortugas a 5-1 lead. 3-4 and 5 set to bat for Fort Myers. They need 4-4, so bottom half of the inning. Emmanuel Rodriguez to lead off. And Cooper's 50th pitch of the night is a called strike. It's 0-1. Rodriguez 0-2 with a walk. The 0-1 from Cooper. Outside 1-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you, a look back at this game, scores from out of town. A look ahead to game two in the series tomorrow as Rodriguez, a tomahawk fly ball into right. In it towards the line is Creel, slows down, makes the catch with one hand above his two-tone cap. One away here in the ninth inning. Brings up the catcher, Noah Cardenas. 0-3. Flied out to right his last time. Cardenas and the man on deck, Mikey Perez out of UCLA. He's talking with John Vittes, the voice of the muscles last night. Righty deals. At the knees, a strike going one to Cardenas, but Mikey Perez's mother is the head softball coach at UCLA. They were eliminated in the Women's College World Series semifinals last night. That one in the dirt, 1-1. But not before doing something that only two other teams could say they did in college softball this year, and that is beat the number one overall team in Oklahoma. 1-1. High 2-1. They upset Oklahoma in the early game to start the day. Yesterday, Oklahoma would get revenge and win the nightcap to advance to the College World Series final as Cardenas gets plunked. Pitch too far inside. And the Fort Myers catcher aboard with one out in the ninth for the aforementioned Mikey Perez. His mom, Kelly, and I really hope I'm pronouncing this right, but anyone is more than welcome to yell at me on social media if I am incorrect. But Kelly Inoue Perez, his mother, the head softball coach at UCLA. Shout out, Susie Milano does a great job in UCLA's video department. This one hit sharply on the ground, deflects off the shoulder of Callahan. And in the left field, picked up there by Fernandez, and Perez is aboard with a base hit. It will be a base hit for Mikey Perez. Callahan tried backing up on that ball to play it down in front of him off his chest, but it turned to the left-hand side and rolled into the outfield. So all of a sudden, the tying run is on deck for the Muscles. Two on, one out for Keone Cavaco, 0-3. Runners take their leads. Cooper delivers. Breaking ball outside for ball one. It was a great run by UCLA. And fortunately, Susie, I don't think, made the trip out to the Women's College World Series after testing positive for COVID. We wish her the best as she continues to do great work out on the West Coast. This one a high pop-up, shallow left field. Coming on is O'Gwin calling for it. He makes the catch above his head, and the Tortugas are one out away. Kalei Rosario will be the batter. Brought in, Fort Myers' only run tonight, a solo home run off Rivera in the fifth. Daytona trying to snap a season-long tying five-game losing streak. Fort Myers, on the other hand, has won 7 of their last 10. As Rosario takes up and in for ball one. Rubel Cespedes represents the game's tying run on deck. Right-hander starting to throw out in left field just in case. Looks to be Dennis Boatman. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. It's 1-1. Cardenas was hit by a pitch. He's at second. Perez singled. He is at first. Cooper's 1-1. This one fisted shallow center field. No man's land for a base hit. Rounding third and then slamming on the brakes. Cardenas throw to third, not in time. Brian Meyer held up the stop sign a little bit late, trying to judge whether or not that ball would get down in front of Allen and Fernandez. But indeed it does. Kalei Rosario with his second hit. And the Muscles are going to bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth inning in the form of Rubel Cespedes. Cespedes singled to left to lead off last inning, but was stranded aboard. Really only the Perez ground ball has been hit particularly hard this inning, as Todd Naskadov, the pitching coach, out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with the right-hander. Cardenas was hit with a pitch inside on a 2-1 count. And Mikey Perez singled off the chest of Austin Callahan at third. And then after the flyout to left by Cavaco, a single dunked into shallow center by Rosario. So bases are full and two out for Cespedes. As the Muscles, at the very least, get to bring up the tying run in this last inning of regulation. So now here is Cespedes from the left-hand side against the righty Cooper. And the first pitch buried in the dirt for ball one. Fort Myers as a team this year, 11 for 47, a .234 average with the bases full. The 1-0, swing and a miss, fastball up and in, it's 1-1. Fort Myers does have two grand slams, one by Kyle Schmidt, one by Cavaco. The 1-1, swing and a miss high, fastball and the Tortugas are one strike away. Cardenas, the man at third. Perez, the runner at second. Rosario leads off of first base. Right arm dangling at Cooper's side as he gets the sign. The 1-2. Fouled back. And Cespedes stays alive once more. And again, a reminder, the recap report is coming up next. The 1-2 outside, and it's even at 2-2. Cooper nearing 70 pitches out of the bullpen here tonight. Season high is 87. The 2-2 from Cooper. Fouled in and out of the glove of the catcher, Veohin, and Cespedes stays alive. Next pitch will be the seventh of this at-bat. The 2-2. Outside, ball three, and Cespedes started running to first base. The throw to third, and Veohin throws the ball into left field. What was Veohin doing? Cardenas scores to third, Perez to second, Rosario, and Cespedes created that run. He deked everybody, including the Tortugas catcher, thinking it was ball four. Cardenas started walking home, Veoin tried throwing behind the runner. Callahan was trying to get over to the bag. Threw it behind him. And the count is now 3-2, and it's a 5-2 game. And now all of a sudden, the go-ahead run is on deck. The payoff pitch lifted in the air to left. Racing in is O'Gwynn, coming on, makes the catch with two hands, chest high, and exhale, Tortugas fans. You can celebrate a Tortugas victory. Fort Myers rallies in the ninth, bringing the tying run to the plate. But Tanner Cooper able to stand tall and secure the victory as Daytona snaps their season-long five-game losing streak with a 5-2 win over the team with the league's best record here on this Tuesday, June the 7th. We'll step aside for a moment. The recap report is coming up next. Daytona 5, Fort Myers 2. Back with our final thoughts after these messages. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Got a little too exciting at the very end tonight, but Daytona coming away with a 5-2 win, snapping their five-game losing streak and improving now to 16-12 in their own ballpark. They improved to 20-31 with the win. Fort Myers drops to 34-17 with the loss. Justin Rock with you here on the Recap Report. Daytona a winner tonight as we take you through the game that was here on this first home game for Daytona in the month of June. Was the right-hander Javi Rivera to start against the lefty Steve Hadjer. But Hadjer, after retiring the first six batters of the game in order, left with an apparent injury, walked shoulder to shoulder with the Fort Myers trainer back to the clubhouse before the start of the bottom of the third. And that was the end of his night. John Wilson came on in support of him. Threw a scoreless third inning, but Daytona broke through against him in the fourth. Jay Allen led off the game with a single, or led off the inning with a single to left. Advanced to second on a ground out and then stole third. And then Ruben Ibarra on a 2-0 pitch. The first game he's played as a pro with his fiance in the stands. Smashes a two-run home run out to left center field. They're taking photos out along the left field line right now in front of the Tortugas clubhouse. But Ibarra's fifth home run of the year and his second at bat after that nasty collision on Thursday night gave Daytona a 2-0 lead. In the top of the fifth, Fort Myers was finally able to pick up their first base hit after Javi Rivera had a stretch in which he retired 14 hitters in a row from one out in the first until two out in the fifth. Kalei Rosario able to break up the no-hit bid and the shutout bid as well as he homered out to left. His fifth home run of the year made it a 2-1 ball game. But Daytona would use the long ball once more in the fifth. Elvin Fernandez led off the inning with a single to center. Would advance to second with one out as Tyler Callahan tried to lay a bunt down. And the throw to second base, had it been a good one, likely gets the lead runner at second base. But the throw pulled the shortstop Miller off the bag. And so everybody was safe. And after Jay Allen flied out to center, Jack Rogers on a 3-1 pitch saucered one out to left field. His first home run as a Tortuga, his first home run of the year, gave Daytona a 5-1 lead. Fort Myers would get one last run in the ninth against Tanner Cooper with one out. Noah Cardenas was hit by a pitch, and then Mikey Perez singled off the chest of the third baseman Austin Callahan. After Keone Cavaco flew out to left, Kalei Rosario hit a looping single to center that loaded the bases, brought the tying run to the plate. On a 2-2 pitch to Rubel Cespedes, the offering was outside, but Cespedes thought it was ball four. He began running to first base. The runner at third, Noah Cardenas, started walking home a little bit. Daniel Veoheen tried to throw behind the runner and get him for the final out of the ballgame, but threw it behind Austin Callahan in the left field. That allowed a run to score. Runners advanced to second and third, made it 5-2. But on the very next pitch, Cespedes flied out to left as Daytona wins it tonight by a final of 5-2. Winning pitcher tonight, Javi Rivera, improves to 2-3. Five innings, one run, one hit, one walk, a career high, eight strikeouts here tonight. Losing pitcher, John Wilson, drops to 0-1. Gave up five runs, two earned on six hits in 2 2/3 innings. No walks and one strikeout. Save going to Tanner Cooper, the second of his Tortugas career and the fourth of his pro career. Cooper, four innings, one unearned run on four hits, one walk and two strikeouts. Final line score tonight, Fort Myers, two runs, five hits, one error. They left six. Daytona, five runs, nine hits, one error. They left six as well. Final time of game tonight, a very manageable 2 hours and 13 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,579 here at the Jack. Take a look around the FSL here on this Tuesday night. One game postponed, that was in Tampa due to wet grounds. They'll make it up, I imagine, with a doubleheader tomorrow between them and Palm Beach. It has just gone final in Jupiter, the Mets a 9-6 winner over the Hammerheads, so they now take sole possession of the best record in the FSL with 35 wins and 16 defeats. Lakeland doubles up Dunedin tonight 4-2, and Clearwater doubles up Bradenton on the road as well 4-2, the final there. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard on this Tuesday night, Reds in the top of the eighth inning leading the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-0. Joey Votto, Matt Reynolds have homered in that ballgame for the Redlegs, as has Brandon Drury. Triple-A Louisville in the top of the eighth at home against the Charlotte Knights. White Sox affiliate, they lead 7-3. Jonathan India with a 2-RBI base hit in his first rehab assignment game at Triple-A. Double-A Chattanooga in Montgomery, bottom of the sixth inning. They trail the Rays affiliate 4-2. T.J. Hopkins, a solo homer, his seventh of the year. High A Dayton has been fueled by Tortuga alum Ellie De La Cruz. He has a solo home run and a bases-clearing triple, has driven in four of Dayton's five runs tonight. They lead Great Lakes Dodgers affiliate 5-2. Dominican Summer League Reds won their first game of the season earlier today, 12-10 over the Orioles black team. They are now 1-1, and the Arizona Complex League Reds are in action. Top of the second inning on the road against the Brewers blue team. That game is scoreless. Nicolo Pinazzi on the mound for the ACL Reds in that ballgame. Former Tortuga Wendell Marrero in the lineup batting second and left as he's lurking to come back from an injury. As for the Major League Baseball scoreboard on this Tuesday, Rangers and Guardians playing a doubleheader. Cleveland won game one 6-3. They trail the Rangers in game two, top of the sixth, 5-0. Top nine in Miami, the Marlins up on the Nationals 12-2. It is the Orioles leading the Cubs 9-3, top of the eighth in Baltimore. Middle of the second in Pittsburgh, Pirates and Tigers are scoreless. Jose Quintana against Tarek Skubal. Middle of the eighth in Tampa, Rays and Cardinals are tied at one. Bottom eight in Atlanta, it's the Braves 3 and the A's 2. Yankees leading the Twins 4-3, top half of the fifth inning. Astros on top of the Mariners 2-1, top five out in Houston. Bottom five at Kansas City. Blue Jays leading the Royals 2-0. And it is scoreless bottom five in Chicago, White Sox and Dodgers. Top of the fifth in Milwaukee. Brewers a 2-1 lead on the Phillies. Jason Alexander against Ranger Suarez. Everything else in the major is going to get underway in a matter of moments. 9:38 first pitch in Anaheim. Angels and Red Sox. Jose Suarez against Garrett Whitlock. Padres at home against the Mets. It is Yu Darvish against Taijuan Walker. That starts at 9:40. And at 9:45, the Giants will host the Rockies. Carlos Rodon against Germán Márquez. Our series continues tomorrow with a Marco's Pizza Belly Buster Wednesday. Will be the talented young righty Marco Rio, one of the top 15 Twins prospects for the Muscles. 3-1, a 3.31 ERA. Right-hander Jose Franco, the team leader in strikeouts, will get the ball for Daytona tomorrow. 1-2, a 4.93 ERA. Will be all-you-can-eat hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza starting at just $14 tomorrow night. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Our coverage begins at 6:50 Eastern Time, leading up to that 7.05 p.m. first pitch right here at the Jack. That'll do it for us here tonight as Daytona takes the opening game of this series, snapping their five-game losing streak with a 5-2 triumph. For our quartet of owners, that is Reese Smith, Bob Vergol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach tonight. Again, your final, the Tortugas 5 and the Mighty Muscles 2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow evening. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. So long from Daytona Beach.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.